For America has a thousand lights and weathers, and we walk the streets. We walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone. It is the place of the howling winds, the airing of the leaves in old October, the hard, clean falling to the earth of acorns, the place of the storm-tossed moaning of the wintry mountainside, where the young men cry out in their throats and feel the savage vigor, the rude, strong energies, the place also where the trains cross rivers. It is a fabulous country, the only fabulous country. It is the one place where miracles not only happen, but where they happen all the time. It is the place of exultancy and strong joy, the place of the dark and brooding air, the smell of snow. It is the place of all the fierce, the bitten colors in October when all of the wild, sweet woods flame up. It is also the place of the cider press and last brown oozings of the York Imperials. It is the place of the lovely girls, the good jobs and the husky voices who will buy a round of drinks. It is the place where the women with fine legs and silken underwear lie in the Pullman berth below you. It is the place of the dark green snore of the Pullman guards and the voices in the nighttime in Virginia. It is the place where great boats are baying at the warper's mouth, where great ships are putting out to sea. It is the place where great boats are blowing in the Gulf of Night and where the river, the dark and secret river full of strange time, is forever flowing by us to the sea. The dogs keep baying in the river at 12 o'clock. The Berengaria moans. Her lights slide gently past the piers beyond 11th Street in the night of tall tree falls on old Catawba. There in the hills of home. It is a place of autumnal moons, long low and orange at the frosty edges of the pines. It is a place of frost and silence, and the clean dry shocks and the opulence of enormous pumpkins that yellow on the hard dotted earth. It is the place of the stern, very stumbles of the hens upon their roost, the frosty, broken barking of the dogs, the great barn shapes and solid shadows, and the running sweep of the moon-whited countryside, the wailing whistle of the fast express. It is the place of flares and steamings on the tracks, and the swing and bob and tottering dance of lanterns and the yards. It is the place of dings and knellings and the sudden glare of mighty engines over sleeping faces in the night. It is the place of the terrific web and spread and smouldering, the distant glare of Philadelphia and the solid rumble of the sleepers. It is also the place where the Transcontinental Limited is stroking 80 miles an hour across the continent. Small dark towns whip by like bullets, and there is only the fan-like stroke of the secret, immense and lonely earth again. I have seen this picture many times. I will buy passage on the fast express. It is the place of the wild and exultant winter's morning and the wind with the powdery snow that has been howling all night long. It is the place of solitude in the branches of the spruce and hemlock pile with snow. It is the place where the Fall River boats are tethered to the wharf and the wild gray snow of furious secret and storm-whited morning whips across them. It is the place of the lodge by the frozen lake, their sweet breath in the amorous flesh of sinful woman. It is the place of their tragic and lonely beauty of New England. It is the place of the red barn and the sound of the stable hooves and of bright tatters of old circus posters. It is the place of the immense and pungent smell of breakfast, the country sausages and the ham and eggs, the smoky wheat cakes and the fragrant coffee, and of lone hunters in the frosty thickets who whistle to their lop-eared hounds. Where is old Dr. Ballard now with all his dogs? Yeah, they were sacred, that the souls of all the dear lost dead went into them. His youngest sister's soul sat on the seat beside him. She had long ears and her eyes were sad. 2 dozen of his other cherished dead trotted around the buggy as he went up the hill past home. That was 11 years ago, and I was 9 years old, and I stared gravely out of the window of my father's house at old Dr. Ballard. Is the place of the straight stare, the kill white bellies, and the buried lust of the lovely Boston girls. It is the place of ripe, brainless blondes with tender lips and a flowery smell, and the girls with shapely arms who stand on ladders picking oranges. Also the place where large, slow-bodied girls from Kansas City, big legs and milky flesh, are sent east to school by their rich fathers. And there are also immense and lovely girls with the grip of a passionate bear, of such names as Nielsen, Lundquist, Jorgensen, and Brandt. I will go up and down the country and back and forth across the country. The great trains that thunder over America will go out west where states are square. I will go to Boise and Helena and Albuquerque. I will go to Montana and the 2 Dakotas and the unknown places. It is the place of violence and sudden death, of the fast shots and the night in the club of the Irish cop, and the smell of brains and blood upon the pavement. It is the place of the small town killings and the men who shoot the lovers of the wives. It is the place where the Negroes slash with razors and the hillmen kill in the mountain meadows. It is the place of the ugly drunks and the snarling voices and the foul-mouthed men who want to fight. It is the place of the loud word and the foolish boast and the violent threat. It is also the place of the deadly men with white faces and the eyes of reptiles who kill quickly and casually in the dark. It is the lawless land that feeds on murder. Did you know the two Lipa girls, he asked? Yes, I said. They lived in Beltburn by the river, and one of them was drowned in the flood. She was a cripple, and she wheeled herself along in a chair. She was as strong as a bull. That's the girl, he said. This is the place of the crack athletes and of the runners who limber up in March. This is the place of the 10-second men, the great jumpers and vaulters. This is the place where spring comes and the young birch trees have white and tender barks. The thaw of the earth and the feathery smoke of the trees. This is the place of the burst of grass and bud, the wild and sudden tenderness of the wilderness and of the crews out on the river and the coaches coming down behind them in the motorboats, the surges rolling behind when they are gone with heavy, sudden wash. It is the place of the baseball players and the easy lob. The soft spring smackings of their glove and mitt, the crack of their bat. Is the place of the great batters, fielders, and pitchers, of the nigger boys and the white, drawling, shetsy men, the bleachers, and the resinous smell of old worn wood. Is the place of Rube Waddell, the mighty, untamed, and ill-fated pitcher, with his left arm is swinging like a lash. Is the place of the fighters, the crafty Jewish lightweights, and the mauling Italians, Leonard, Tindler, Rocky Kansas and Dundee. It is the place where the champion looks over his rival's shoulder with a bored expression. I shall wake at morning in a foreign land, thinking I heard a horse in one of the streets of home. It is the place where they like to win always and boast about their victories. It is the place of quick money and sudden losses. It is the place of the mile-long freights with their strong, solid, clanking, heavy loneliness at night, and of the solid freight cars that curve away among raw, piney desolations with their promise of new lines and unknown distances, the huge, attentive gape of emptiness. It is the place where the bombs come singly from the woods at sunset, the huge stillness of the water tower, the fading light of the rail, sacred and alive, trembling with the oncoming train. It is the place where the great tramps, Oklahoma Red, Fargo Pete, and the Jersey Dutchman who grab fast rattlers for the western shore. Is the place of old-blown bums who come up in October scales of dust and wind and crumple newspapers and beg with kind heat on their breasts. Help, old McGuire. McGuire's a good guy, kid. You're not so tough, kid. McGuire's your pal, kid. How about McGuire? McGuire. Is the place of the pool room players and the drugstore boys of the town whore and a paramour, the tough town driver. Is the place where they go to the woods on Sunday and get up among the laurel and dogwood bushes and the rhododendron blossoms. It is the place of the cheap hotels and the kids who wait with chattering lips while the nigger goes to get them their first woman. Is the place of the drunken college boys who spend the old man's money and wear fur coats to the football games. Is the place of the lovely girls up north, the rich fathers of the beautiful wives of businessmen. The train broke down somewhere beyond Manassas, and I went forward along the tracks with all the other passengers. What's the matter? I said to the engineer. The center strap is broken, son, he said. It was a very cold day, windy and full of sparkling sun. This was the farthest north I'd ever been, and I was 12 years old and on my way to Washington to see Woodrow Wilson inaugurated. There, I cannot forget the face of the engineer and the words, eccentric strap. Is the place of the immense and lonely earth, the place of fat years and abundance, where they grow cotton, corn, and wheat, the wine, red apples of October, and the good tobacco. It is the place that is savage and cruel, but it is also the innocent place and the wild, lawless place, the vital earth that is soaked with the blood of the murdered men, with the blood of the countless murdered men, with the blood of the unavenged and unremembered murdered men, but it is also the place of the child and laughter, where the young men are torn apart with ecstasy and cry out in their throats with joy, where they hear the howl of the wind and the rain and the smell of the thunder and the soft, numb spitting of the snow, where they are drunk with the bite and sparkle of the air and mad with the solar energy, where they believe in love and victory and think that they can never die. It is the place where you come up through Virginia on the great trains in the nighttime and rumble slowly across the wide Potomac and see the morning sunlight on the nation's dome at Washington, and where the fat man shaving in the Pullman washroom grunts, "What's this? What's this we're coming to, Washington?" And the thin man glancing out of the window says, "Yep, this is Washington. That's where it is, all right. You're getting off here." Well, the fat man grunts, "Who, me? No, I'm not going to Baltimore." It is the place where you get off at Baltimore and find your brother waiting. Where is my father sleeping on the land? Buried? Dead these 7 years? Forgotten? Rotten in the ground? Held by his own great stone? No, no. Will I say father when I come to him? Well, will he call me son? Oh, no, he'll never see my face. We'll never speak except to say. It is the place of the fast approach, the hot, blind, smoky passage, the tragic, lonely beauty of New England, the web of Boston, the Blake place of the mighty station there, and engines passive as great cats, the straight, dense plumes of engine smoke, the acrid and exciting smell of trains and stations, and the man swarm passing ever in his million-footed weft, the smell of the sea and harbors, and the thought of voyages, and the places of the groat cry, the strong joy of our youth, the magic city, when we knew the most fortunate life on earth would certainly be ours, that we were 20 and could never die. And always America's ablaze with the deathless and enraptured moments, the eye that looked, the mouth that smiled and vanished in the word, the stone, the leaf, the door we never found and never forgotten. And these are the things that we remember of America, for we've known all the thousand lights and weathers. And we walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone.